from the Triple M studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shigold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Complete FX.
That's a good one for Friday.
That was exceptional.
Bon Mott's headlines to get you through the morning. Something to start a chat at work.
Yes.
If you're at work.
Going to work. Yeah. Or with the people you live with.
On your Zoom meetings.
Yeah. Mm. Zoom meetings, yes. Oh,
that's all still happening. Can you believe it?
Yeah, we were in one yesterday.
What was that for?
Yeah. Just a standard.
Thank God I don't have to do those.
We're on one right now.
Yeah,
Will's zooming into us.
Yeah, that's true. Coming in at number one on the top six at six, Ollie Roos deliver on Shock the World promise. Will?
Amazing.
I thought this was the men playing soccer until you told me this morning it was the under-23s.
Yes,
men.
Well, they're still men. But in the Olympics.
Yes, yes, they are.
We'll get into it later in the back page, but they had a very good win overnight.
Yeah, let's talk about it because, yeah, you're not allowed to play at the Olympics if you're over the age of 23.
Oh, you want to talk about it now? Yeah, so according to like FIFA rules, they didn't want it to clash with the World Cup sort of thing. So the men's event is an under-23 event with a couple of exceptions.
Who are the exceptions?
I think you can bring in older players if you put them on your exemption list, but not sure if Australia has done that, but the women's team is all age.
Right.
So the Matildas are just the Matildas that have gone over there.
Mm-hmm. Coming in at number two, Caitlyn Jenner is seen smoking a cigarette, the dirty bird, before risking an $80 fine as she flicks it off her balcony while in hotel quarantine in Sydney. They have no respect for Australia, these incoming celebrities.
Littering.
From Zac Efron through to Caitlyn Jenner.
Mm.
We have to shut the borders. I'm so surprised that Sonia Kruger's attaching herself to a program that the borders are so readily open to.
It's a surprise.
Given her history. I don't understand Sonia. She's confusing me.
I can't believe that Caitlyn Jenner is midway through a political campaign and has decided to head to Australia for this.
Well, and she's also said she'll only be here for a week.
Yes.
So any drama around her in regards to the Big Brother house, just know it'll only be for 5 or 6 nights. So whatever story arc they try and build, you'll see through that.
Yes, you will.
She's leaving. Number three, Australian cartoon Bluey is so popular overseas that American kids have started speaking with Aussie accents. Finally, the worm has turned.
Yeah.
The same thing happened with Peppa Pig, I think, with
English
British
accents.
Yeah.
Mm.
Although Americans trying Aussie accents never really work.
No.
We can do American accents pretty well.
A dingo took my baby.
Yeah, sounds a bit English when Americans try it.
Yeah, it's not quite right, is it? Number four, Olympics opening ceremony director sacked for Holocaust joke he made in the 90s. For a joke he made in the 90s.
About the Holocaust.
Oh, but who hasn't done a little bit of that gear?
No, you certainly haven't.
No.
Not appropriate.
No. Will you ever done any Holocaust gear?
Only in the 90s.
You weren't even born in the 90s.
You were five.
I didn't get it.
No.
I didn't understand the gravity of it as a five-year-old. Coming in at number five, the Phantom of the Opera stage production has been postponed to next year due to COVID outbreaks in Sydney and Melbourne.
It's hard to put a show on at the moment. Just
it's a nightmare.
Disaster.
Well, yeah. Frozen just basically did their opening night and then that was it.
They did do the school holidays because I saw little girls very cute going to see Frozen, the little Frozen dresses, because the opening night was meant to be like in our first little lockdown.
The 2 weeks.
Yeah, so they continue with little shows and things like that. Now it's no more.
Number six, guys. Yeah. Bachelor Jimmy reveals he is uncircumcised.
That's news?
Wow.
Yeah.
I did not expect that.
Neither did I.
Uncircumcised.
That's floored me.
Jimmy.
Now you're up to date.
He's a shower. What's on
the back page? Ba-ba-da-ba. The wide world of Will. Busy wide world today, Will.
Oh, so busy.
So much going on.
Well, the Olympics. I mean, they're about to start.
But opening ceremony tonight?
Opening ceremony tonight, and after 8, we're debuting a new segment called the Olympics.
Yes, that is coming up.
I'm so excited.
Nick Riewoldt.
For both Olympics.
Yeah, Nick Riewoldt's coming in.
Mm.
What do you got, Will?
So the second one-day international between the Windies and Australia has been suspended. A West Indies support staff member has tested positive for COVID in Barbados, which means that the whole team has been exposed. And confirmation of the positive case came only minutes before the first ball was set to be bowled at Kensington Oval. So that game will be postponed, or possibly the whole tour might be cancelled. So disarray over there in the Caribbean.
Because if a couple of the cricketers test positive and they've been playing cricket against our boys, what does that mean? I can't remember the rules anymore.
No.
Does that mean you're a close contact of someone who's tested positive and then you've got to
isolate? Surely you would. You'd think. That's how it would work here.
Those guys, some of those guys after the IPL have already done 2 weeks of isolation, quarantine.
Oh, some of our cricketers have been... I think Pat Cummins has done up to 8 weeks of hotel quarantine at this point.
Just travelling around the world and... Oh, my God. It's only Harley Breen that's done more than them.
He's done about 6 months.
Who's also coming up this morning.
He's here after 7:30.
Thank you.
Well done. The Ollyroos, as we were discussing in the top six at six, they have shocked Argentina of all teams with an incredible and controversial upset to open their Olympic campaign. They won 2-0 over there in Sapporo, and goals to A-League players Lockie Wales and Marco Tilio. So it means that we are top of the group. We are alongside our group in Group C with Egypt and Spain, who drew nil all. So it means that at the moment, we might make it out of the finals, into the finals.
How many round games do they play?
You play your group, so play three games, and then it goes into knockout from there. So fingers crossed our Ollyroos can do some damage in the soccer, because we've seen that the Matildas got off to a good start as well, beating New Zealand. So nice Olympic start so far. In the swimming, now our superstar Kayleigh McEwen, she is currently ranked number one in three events heading into this Olympics, but she's pulled out of one of them, the 200-metre individual medley. She wants to focus on her backstroke events. So it means she'll also be in relays, but it means that possibly a gold medal gone begging, but hopefully it strengthens her and gives her enough rest time.
Yeah, she had too busy a schedule.
Yeah, it's a bit nuts, isn't it? Some of the schedules these swimmers do at a games.
200 IM's a bit of fun though, isn't it? Like every lap's a different stroke.
Yeah. That's what she won in.
Oh, is that what Steph Rice was?
Yeah. Ah.
And what was her nose's specialty?
The 400.
Just mucking around, DC. You're allowed to do a joke about someone's nose being a separate swimmer to the person it's attached to.
In the swimming, our first strong gold medal chance will be Elijah Winnington on Sunday morning.
What's
about 11:50 a.m. He's in the 400-metre freestyle. So that's the first sort of taste of gold we might experience
Sunday morning.
As of tomorrow, there's going to be a lot of heats and a lot of preliminary events. So rowing heats and archery ranking rounds start today.
Right.
Then the Olympic, the opening ceremony at 8:30 p.m. on Channel 7.
Right.
And that is going to take over from the coverage of AFL at halftime, which will that game will then move to 7, mate. So keep your wits about you with the remote tonight.
Yes, stay focused. You've got a lot of sport to watch tonight.
Speaking of tonight's game, Collingwood, Port Adelaide. Welcome back their trio of important youngsters, Connor Rosie, Zach Butters and Xavier Dersma.
Yeah.
While Collingwood will debut two kids, Jack Ginnivan and Anton Tohill, but they lose some experienced players, Chris May, Will Hoskin-Elliott, Josh Thomas and Callum Brown to injury. And finally, Marty, the Rugby League World Cup. So the world's two most successful rugby league teams, Australia and New Zealand, have sensationally pulled out of the Rugby League World Cup in England in October following COVID concerns.
I know.
It's chaos.
It's chaos, but... I totally get it. Freedom Day looked like an absolute balls up over there. The English are going to unravel. They won't. Yeah. They will be inundated. I don't care how many of them are vaccinated.
Yeah.
When you go that herd route, it's just a numbers game.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting.
Even
to
though
watch.
You don't get as sick, there'll still be people that do, and there'll still be unvaccinated.
Yeah.
It's not an overly safe place to be, I wouldn't have thought,
no.
as an elite athlete.
The commissions of Australia and New Zealand want the World Cup to be postponed.
Mm.
It would be the first in history without either side if the World Cup were to go ahead. Mm. So let's see how we go. Might be Tonga's time to shine.
Well, they're actually a great football nation, but
they're fourth.
Without England and New Zealand, you haven't got a World Cup. It's like playing the soccer without bloody Germany and England.
Yeah,
doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
Excellent. Thank you for that, Will.
Beautiful ring, by the way. Ring light. The Marty Shergold Show. Mucking around, having a bit of fun. Triple M.